Earlier, we were listening to Paddle Minnesota with Jim Gallagher, which he creates great segments for us. And he was talking with Steffi O'Brien and Alana Dorr about the Listening Point Foundation in Ely, which is a special place in the wilderness created by conservationist Sig Olson. And Sig has written that the way of the canoe is the way of the wilderness and a freedom that is almost forgotten. And in this Area Voices segment, we'll be learning about a group of northern Minnesotans determined to create opportunities for people to experience the freedom of the water that Sig Olson was referring to. And Harvey Jader is one of the founding fathers of the Headwaters Canoe Club, and he's here to tell us more about it. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, Katie.
So, as a canoeist in Minnesota, what does Sig Olson's writing mean to you?
Well, I read one of his books. I don't know. I didn't fully appreciate it, I guess. I don't know. It seemed like it was, it went over the top to me.
When you say over the top, do you mean it was hard to understand or it was bigger than actual life?
Yeah, it seemed bigger than actual life to me, and maybe now that I have expanded my knowledge and awareness of natural things, maybe I see as much as he did at the time when he was writing those books, but I don't know if you need to mention all of it.
Well, apparently you experience it when you're out and about with your canoeing. And how did the Headwaters Canoe Club start?
I don't know what everybody's motives might have been in organizing the canoe club. I recall my wife and I had been doing some canoeing just previous to the canoe club getting organized. We had a really hot, droughty summer, and we were living in a house without air conditioning, and we would go out on Lake Bemidji and paddle just to cool off in the evening. And it seemed like it wasn't too long after that that we heard about the canoe club getting organized, and we knew some of the people that were instrumental in getting it off the ground. Ira Batchelder was a big influence, and Bob Wagner of Bemidji. And it was kind of a Bemidji-centered thing in the beginning. This is 1990. Now we've expanded and pretty much draw membership from Bemidji, Cass Lake, Walker, and Park Rapids, I would say, in that Headwaters vicinity.
So almost 30 years now it's been going on. What happens at the Canoe Club? What do you guys do exactly?
Well, we're an activity-based organization. We don't do much that is not active. We had an annual meeting last week, and we planned out the season's cruises, and we threw a couple of bike rides in. Into it too, but that's the only time we really have a meeting. We have some socializing connected with the cruises, but mostly when the canoe club convenes, it's on the water.
I've never put the words canoe and cruise together in my head. Tell us about a cruise. What is a canoe cruise?
Well, it sounds kind of relaxed, I guess. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Some of our cruises are rather ambitious in length, or trying to get to the end of the cruise before the sun goes down. But I don't know. That's what we call them. I suppose a person could associate that with a yacht or something, but yeah. We typically have other cruises at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. And the first one is April 24th. And we go through August. There's lots of nice cruising conditions in September, but not much daylight in the evenings. So we go through August, and we'll have probably on an average 6 canoes, sometimes as many as 20, sometimes as few as 2. And people take turns hosting a cruise, and the host doesn't really have to do a whole lot, except if the takeout is in a different place from the put-in, the cruise organizes the shuttle to get vehicles back to the put-in and canoes back to the put-in. So that's kind of the whole deal. Other cruises, sometimes we'll go to a small lake and put in on this lake and paddle around the lake a little bit and maybe have a picnic or something and go back to the put-in. And that, I call those easy cruises, because anybody of any ability can participate in that. Early in the season, we focus on paddling on streams. The streams often are difficult later on in the season because the water level drops and the wild rice comes up. And once the wild rice emerges out of the floating leaf stage, paddling gets pretty rough. And we don't want to disturb the rice that much either. So we focus on streams early in the season and lakes later on. And probably the longest of our evening cruises is pushing 10, maybe 12 miles, which is a pretty good haul. I figure, you know, for planning purposes, you can paddle about as fast as you can walk. So a good energetic pace is maybe 4 miles an hour. So if you're going to go 12 miles, that's 3 hours at a brisk pace.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't want to go that fast all the time.
So I'm going to put up the Headwaters Canoe Club's entire season is going to be on the website a little bit later, along with the contact information for the host of each of the cruises, so that if anybody's interested, they can contact that host and get in line, so to say, to get in the water. But the first one you said is April 24th. Where is it, Harvey?
That one we're putting in at Knutson Dam at the on the Mississippi River, the outlet where the Mississippi is leaving Cass Lake. It's over on the northeast side of Cass Lake.
Okay.
And we're paddling down to Smiling Joe's Landing, which is kind of a secret spot. There's no signs. You just have to know where it is. But it's probably a good 8 miles. And that cruise we try to do before the ice is out on the lakes, because the waterfowl are all concentrated on the streams. And so we expect to see a lot of geese and swans and ducks, and as well as eagles and great blue herons. It'll just be loaded with wildlife. So that's a fun cruise. The first few miles, you're paddling through some hilly mixed hardwood conifer forest, and then you get out into this open meadow, and you can see off in the distance little islands of aspen in that meadow, and it flattens out. There's not much flow to that stream, really. The elevation of Cass Lake is like 2 feet higher than the elevation of Winnie, and that's stretched out over 11 miles, so you're dropping not much.
It sounds like a beautiful paddle.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, that's Harvey Chater. He's a founding member of the Headwaters Canoe Club. And like I said, I'm going to post their full list of cruise dates on our website later. And if you're interested in joining the club or finding out more about it, you can send an email to headwaterscanoeclub@gmail.com. And again, check our website for a full rundown of their cruises. So have a great season, Harvey.
Thanks. And people don't have to join the club to participate.
They can just participate.
Yeah. If you're not a joiner, you can just show up and, well, call ahead and let people know you're coming and just show up and have fun.
Sounds great to me. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.